Heather Burkert, landscape architect, mother, wife, and co-owner of Greenland's Farm Store, walks the farm's 20 acres and wonders aloud how the business will survive the road closure.
You know, it's a lot to ask for someone to go 24 miles out of their, because it's 12 here, 12 back. So we're talking a 24-mile jaunt.
Heather lives on the farm with her husband, Henry.
Okay. So we didn't really have a clue what was going on. And probably wouldn't have till they put the signs up and said road closed.
A small bridge on Midway Road is slated for a complete overhaul, according to DOT officials. The replacement bridge, which will be about 50% larger, will meet primary road standards in the event Midway Road grows beyond secondary status. Henry and Heather's adult daughter, Maud, also lives on the farm with her husband and daughter. A self-described vegetarian, she works closely with the animals, most of them rescues.
You know, I know we're not going to change the world here, but if you can touch a few kids' lives, means you touch a few animals' lives.
A large part of the family's mission involves community outreach in the form of an educational petting zoo. It's taken the Burkerts several years to build their business, and the prospect of customers facing a 24-mile round-trip detour for at least 6 months, well, to the Burkerts, that's pretty much the death knell for the farm.
I mean, small business owners, we don't have the resources to hunker down for 9 months without any income, especially when you have an active farm and animals and things that we just can't shelve things. You know, we have to keep feeding animals and taking care of properties and everything like that. So it's not something we can just close the door and come back in 9 months.
So the Burkerts set up a meeting with the DOT engineers in charge of the project.
Hi.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Henry.
Henry, nice to meet you.
It's my wife, Heather.
Hi, Heather. Nice to meet you.
Hey, good
afternoon. Hi.
I'm Karen Fossil, division engineer.
Around a large conference room table, four DOT engineers listen to the Burkerts' concerns about emergency vehicle access, increased traffic load on other roads, the closure of a hurricane evacuation route. DOT engineer Karen Fussell agrees to move the project out of hurricane season. But a temporary bridge, which is what the Burkerts really want, is out of the question, say the engineers, because it would double the cost of the project. Heather confronts the lead engineer.
Let's say it was your business. How would you feel about it? That's a reasonable question.
I don't know that I would put a business on a secondary route. I would want it on a primary route, so I don't know what it feels like to have owned a business on a secondary route. I can't speak to that.
Henry Burkert holds up a petition with more than 75 names they've collected over the last week.
We've got a few people right here who've already signed.
It's not just about our business.
I understand.
It's about the region.
It's the people on Midway Road. It's the people that travel Midway Road.
It's the people that live in Southport, Oak Island, Long Beach Road. They are going to be impacted by it.
This bridge and eight others in Pender and Brunswick counties are part of the same contract. So far, there's no date set for construction of the Midway Road Bridge. Engineers have put in a request for the contractor to do the work in January of 2014. That would give the Burkerts more time to prepare and possibly salvage the family business and the life they love so much. Rachel Lewis Hilburn, WHQR News.